Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bro, if there is a day we need to be on to ensure we still have our jobs, it's today.
Let's button it up! Let's do it.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
53 degrees right now. Going to get up into the high 70s, potentially diddling 80.
Nice.
Yeah. Big day. Mm-hmm. Big day for the Duffy family, at least.
What's going on?
Well, my youngest daughter has her first tennis match of the season.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
No big deal. No big deal. Yeah.
That's a big time.
First doubles pair. No big deal.
So it's doubles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't let him play triples, which would be easy for everybody, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Just don't move. I have to go out to, you ready for this?
Where's the match?
Avoca Prattsburg.
What?
I've never heard of this school before.
You said Avoca.
Avoca Prattsburg.
They are Prattsburg?
How far is that?
Prattsburg. It is 1 hour and 6 minutes
no.
from my house, which is way south of
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, it must be the last school in Section 5.
Okay.
I've
never heard of this school.
Me neither.
But they have a tennis court.
Well, yeah, it's a high school. They have multiple tennis courts.
All right.
But you think they don't have tennis courts in country schools?
No.
Yeah.
Country kids don't want to play no damn tennis.
Probably an easy sport to have at a school because you only need a couple kids, right?
In my experience with my youngest daughter just starting to play tennis for school last year, the country schools have the better tennis court.
Really? Yeah, they never use them.
No.
There's a lot roping and riding, man.
They have all the space. Like they played. My daughter played Seneca Falls in Seneca Falls last year. They have a beautiful tennis facility.
No kidding. Well, I did not know.
Well, there is your Aquinas varsity tennis update for this morning. I am Pat Duffy. We have a lot to get to today.
Yeah.
It is a football Friday.
Oh, boy.
We have special guests coming in. Major news in our industry here in town yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened? Jesus, I hope everybody's all right.
The money you would have won, Kimmy, if you would have bet Tommy would have been the last one standing in that room.
I know, seriously. Man.
That being said, let's start off talking about what could be taken away from us.
Well, they're taken now.
Amazon announced earlier this week they are shutting down their free shipping sharing program.
So you pay just for you.
You got it. So for those who are unaware, Amazon had a program where if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, which not only gave you the television stuff, but the free shipping, fast, you could give that privilege to someone else outside of your house.
So you could gift it.
You got it. Totally free.
Yeah.
That's how it was going to work. Mm. That will be ending.
Good. It's all these goddamn freeloaders. They freeloading, bro.
No, but let me be clear.
Yeah.
This was not people stealing. This was a program that Amazon had.
Mm-hmm. So, but how did that work?
What do you mean?
Like, because somebody still would have had to, like, log in with your stuff, no?
Right. And then your stuff and their stuff would be together, like when you're trying to shop.
So I've never used it before. I don't know.
See, everybody I know that shared, it was kind of like, they just use the same information to log in.
I'm not sure.
Right. But yeah, I mean, you're right, though. That is what it says. There's a shipping sharing program. I was unaware that that existed.
Yeah, I didn't know it was either.
Ship share.
Yep.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
People are very upset about this because it seems like folks may have been splitting the Amazon Prime subscription, mm-hmm. which is about...
But you know they ain't splitting,
well,
bro.
It's $14.99 a month, $139
right.
annually.
Right.
By the way, they are offering a discounted program for those who want to get this thing. The reason I'm bringing this up,
yeah.
there has been a sneaky way that subscription and streaming services have gotten us the last couple of years. Because
mm-hmm.
you're sitting here siding with people that are like taking the freebies.
Yeah.
But you're pointing your gun at the wrong person, man.
Why?
Well, let me give you an example. All Kimmy, right. yeah. For years, Netflix pretty much allowed people to share passwords, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. A lot of people were logged in under one name.
It was estimated at one point that half of all Netflix users were stealing Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
They were not paying for it. Then the hammer came down. And Netflix obviously saw a massive spike in subscriptions,
yeah.
people that had to start paying. They
got rid of the bums.
And Netflix is not the only one that has done this. Disney Plus, Peacock, Hulu, all these things
yeah.
allowed people to steal. And we were scratching our heads as to, like, how do they make money doing this? It's now become apparent. These services let us steal for years as part of their business plan.
Oh, bait you in, get you in.
Get more people to...
Get your fix, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, you got it.
Yeah.
To experience it, now you can't give it up.
Yes, it is glorious, like with Amazon Prime, for example, to be able to order something and have it for free at your house the next day. It becomes your normal. Then all out of nowhere, yank!
Yeah.
Yeah?
Smart move.
And now you got to have it. I can't wait 3 days for things to show up at my house. What am I, a poor? We thought we were getting one over on these services for years.
Mm.
But it turns out, we were the ones getting played.
Bam.
Man.
Kind of pisses me off.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Yeah. We're suckers.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that 1% Tommy that showed up again this morning?
I do feel like eventually I would have, like, signed up anyways. Because there is, like, even if you didn't share with somebody, I have, like, this FOMO that I get when somebody's talking about a really good show
yeah.
on something I don't subscribe to. And then if everybody's talking about it, I kind of feel like I got to check it out.
You got to get in.
Okay, no, yeah. I get that, but I think that this room is rare because, first of all, I don't believe you don't steal at least one streaming service.
No, matter of fact, I got people sharing on mine that got pissed off when they got kicked off.
Wait, you kicked them off?
No.
No, sometimes
HBO Max did, and they blame me. They go, well, Tommy knocked me off of HBO Max. Like, no, HBO knocked you off of HBO Max.
Mad!
Because they, like, HBO wasn't messing around. Like, they just clipped it. And... then I had to, like, redo it myself and go on my own. I had to re-establish myself on HBO Max.
I had to be re-established.
Yeah. I had to, like, prove who I am.
All right, so I get that we are a unique show that none of us steal any streaming services.
But I've had glommers, bro.
Okay. Kimmy, what I'm getting at is the situation you describe where someone, where I see a show and I got to see that, most people will ask someone, can I have your password so I can watch that show? And they agree and they hand it over.
Yeah.
Like, I back in the day, I don't know how many new shows were picking up subscribers as opposed to having thieves.
Yeah.
You know, and I say thief in the loosest way possible because I don't care. Steal the streaming service. These guys are all billionaires anyway. Who cares? What do I care?
Well, they want to make more billions. They have children.
Or just billions.
Young billionaries. Just coming up in the billionaire game.
Generations of billionaires.
25 GWCMF. Amazon announced this week they are ending their Prime membership share subscription program, which allows you to share the benefits of shipping and other things with people who live outside of your home. So think about this. Kimmy, can you just check for real quick what Jeff Bezos is currently worth? He's worth enough to have a space program where he sends his girlfriend into space.
Yes.
Wife. He's rich enough to have $500 million wedding in Italy?
Yes.
Yeah, I think
like
he
that.
Has the largest.
He like shut down the town.
I think he has the largest sailboat, too, in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so, he has another boat that follows it with just all the stuff.
Well, yeah. Why would you have the largest boat in the world without the second largest boat in the world?
So it's like a naval fleet.
As of late August, early September 2025,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos' net worth is approximately $241
billion. Okay. So with this, now I want to remember, keep in mind, Tommy was bitching about glommers a second ago.
Yeah.
Glommers, always glomming. With this move, a man who is worth over $200 billion will make more money for nothing.
Yes.
Literally nothing.
But that's the way it goes. No, that's the game, baby.
It's only the game because you allow it to be played that way. Man! Like, come on, you're not a little bit upset? Like, this changes.
It's free enterprise.
No, it's not free enterprise.
Yes, it is.
No, a second Amazon couldn't start today because the guy who owns the first Amazon is worth 200-something billion
dollars. Well, you could try,
yeah. Go start Walmart, too. Let me know how that works out.
So, I do have a person who may or may not be a friend or family member who has somebody that uses their Amazon account because they let them use it once. And now it's become a shared thing unintentionally.
Oh.
And they get very annoyed because sometimes like the wrong credit card is selected or the wrong shipping address is selected and they forget to change it before they order something. So I think they'd be actually really relieved if they were just like, well, Amazon won't let me share anymore. Sorry.
Yeah, blame it on the corporation.
Like, it would be, I feel like, a relief to some people, this particular service.
I get where you're coming from. I do find it funny.
What's up?
That some people are so adverse to conflict, so scared of conflict. That
this person isn't going to say anything. They don't want to rock the boat, but they're so annoyed that this person has hung on to their subscription for so long.
But like, you'd rather a guy that already has $200 billion make a move to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of Americans instead of you simply being like, can you please stop using my Amazon?
But then I gotta like, then it's an issue. Then you gotta like, now you gotta be like the parent in the room.
Well, it is your thing. I think it's appropriate to say, this is messing me up. I'm paying for it. Can you please stop?
But then you sound like the dick.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal.
Okay.
Watch what you want to watch.
It's so funny. You come in here.
Give Bezos the money.
Let me tell you something about glamours. I don't want to ask him to stop.
No.
I'm tough at a microphone, and I'm not tough when the microphone's away from my face. All right. So if you are someone that was benefiting from this program, time to pony up, bitch.
Yeah.
Or wait 3 days.
Grow up. Get your own goddamn boxes.
You live in your wife's house.
Yeah, as a grown-up.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Tommy, there are some things we are convinced are laws.
Yeah.
Either because we think they should be.
Okay.
Or someone told us they were years ago.
All right.
Turns out they were wrong.
Oh.
This could be one of those instances. But what if I told you, not only is this legal, that it may be safer than a lot of things we are doing on a regular basis right now.
Sounds good.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Have either of you ever driven barefoot before?
Yes.
No.
Only because I usually do if I'm going somewhere where I'm wearing heels. I would rather drive barefoot than in heels.
Question. You've worn heels?
Yeah.
That is
like
shocking.
When I get dressed up.
I've never seen you wear heels in your life.
I wore heels to like the thing we did at Three Heads.
No,
for
no. Even at your wedding, you were wearing combat
I wore
boots.
Heels at my wedding.
That would have been funny if I had stumbled.
Briefly, but
your,
I did.
It's your stupid pivotable word. It threw me off.
I can't drive in heels.
Okay. I lived in the South and never did it.
You never
did? That's a Southern thing for sure.
Okay. So for whatever reason, there are a ton of people who assume it's against the law to drive barefoot.
That's what I had heard.
Okay. So the Democratic Chronicle decided to investigate this claim, and they discovered not only is driving barefoot totally legal in New York State, it's also not illegal in any other state in the U.S.
Oh.
There is not a place in America where it's against the law to drive barefoot. Why did all of us believe driving barefoot was illegal?
I never heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been told it was illegal.
Same.
Yeah.
My dad's a cop, and for some reason I believed it was driving barefoot.
Did they tell you like why they thought it was illegal? Like what would make it illegal?
They never told you why either.
I didn't know if there was like a safety thing that people reverted to.
252 WCMF, did it used to be illegal? I mean, because to Kimmy's point, maybe modern car technology makes it less dangerous?
I have no idea, but they never gave you an answer. Just don't do it.
Yeah, don't drive barefoot.
Don't do it. Keep your shoes on.
So when it comes to danger, it turns out that driving barefoot is more dangerous than driving with a standard pair of shoes on.
Because your foot could slip off the pedals?
So you don't get there's that, and you don't get the same pressure on the brake with a bare foot than you would with a shoe.
Okay.
That's what they say.
Right. Okay.
But there's a reason why I said standard shoe. Because according to this story, it is safer to drive barefoot than it is to drive in flip-flops or, as Kimmy put, heels.
Yeah, so I remember wearing a pair of sandals once. This was when I was like, I must have been like a teenager, and it scared the crap out of me because my sandal like got caught on the pedal somehow. And I remember like, luckily I was able to get it off quick, but like I remember thinking like, I don't ever want to do that again. That was terrifying.
It's exactly what they
said.
And
the flip-flops was loose. It just flops around on your foot, hence the name. So yeah, I could see where it would come off or get stuck behind something.
You sound like a college professor wearing that coat. The flip-flop, named so because it flips.
And it flops.
And flops. From the Latin, flippus floppus. by the way, with heels, the shoe is designed. The way the shoe is designed, it makes it harder to push on the brake when you're driving.
Okay.
So in this room, the guy I work with knows better that driving in heels is harder than the woman that I work with. So it turns out Kimmy was right the whole time, that when she got in the car wearing heels, taking them off and driving barefoot was the better thing to do.
It changes like the angle of your foot, and it makes it harder to push on the pedal.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So does that mean women who wear heels to work, all seven of you that are listening to us right now, 252 WCMF, you drive barefoot? Do you drive barefoot to get to your job?
Or do you wear your heels?
Well, I mean, it says it's dangerous, and Kimmy says driving in heels is tough.
But it's probably a pain in the ass to take your shoes on and off in the car.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, it would be for me.
I mean, if you're...
If I'm dressed, I just want to stay dressed and go to work.
No, I mean, I get it. You're all about being dressed. But also, if it risks you dying, like maybe the smarter thing is to take off your heels. Or you could do what women did in the 80s, where they would wear like those white sneakers.
Oh, yeah, to go to work and then change.
With the pull-up socks.
Working 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living. Also, like if you wear pantyhose, wouldn't that like rip up your pantyhose?
Yeah, if you had anything on, yeah, probably.
Right, I don't know. Yeah. Or like if you're barefoot, like you're going to have like gross-ass pedal feet.
Pedal-footed woman?
Well, got a pedal-footed woman. Think how gross the bottom of your shoes are.
Yeah, and the bottom of your feet are.
Yeah, but the bottom of your shoes are always pressing on the pedal, so everything that you're walking on is now getting on the bottom of your feet.
It's probably
there.
Uncomfortable, too, to not have something on your foot.
I've never done it.
Yeah, me neither.
It feels unnatural.
Yeah.
I don't teach it. I don't believe it. I don't let it happen in my house.
Don't go slut-footing around town, girls.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It turns out that driving barefoot is not illegal in New York State, nor is it illegal in any other state in New York.
This makes you look like a hillbilly.
Okay.
It does kind of make you look like
low rent.
Nobody
knows you're driving barefoot, except for you.
Well, if I'm in a car with somebody and they don't have shoes on.
That would bother you?
Yeah, where's your shoes?
Well, you know, he's got a foot thing.
Yeah, I know. You don't like to see toes ever.
Who does?
Well, there are lots of guys, actually, that like to see toes.
Not a lot of guys.
It's like, there's
two guys we know that we're pretty sure have a foot fetish.
There is a website called Feet Finder.
Oh, yeah, I know.
There's a lot of guys that like toes.
I know. For some reason, the foot became a fetish.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hey there, good morning. Now, Tommy might remember the shoes called Earth Shoes. Do you remember those, Tommy?
No. I've got them ugly-looking sandals.
Oh, yeah. They were really ugly, but they were real hard to drive in, too. And my father had a Volkswagen with a bad transmission. And we lived in Pittsburgh, and I don't know if you've ever been to Pittsburgh, but it's very hilly.
A lot of hills out there, Tommy.
Yeah.
A lot of hills with a bad transmission and a bad, And I had those, or I had platforms. So, yeah, I would have rather been driving barefoot at that point. I never did learn how to drive then.
Well, you didn't learn how to drive a car, end of sentence.
Well, I learned how to drive when I was 30.
No kidding.
Wow.
Because of the platform shoes,
I guess so.
Could have been driving barefoot.
The earth shoes were worse because you really couldn't feel the pedals underneath your feet. Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary.
Mary, great to talk to you. Thanks for the call. Ladies getting in.
Okay.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Carrie Ann writes us, I always take off my heels when driving. It's not really that difficult. I am able to brake just fine. And Pat, nobody wears pantyhose anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. There are grandmothers that still drive.
They don't wear stockings or anything?
Not really, no.
No?
No, why would you?
I don't know. I don't know women's fashion.
Especially when it's cold out, for your legs.
But it's sheer. It doesn't do much for you.
Oh.
Well, no, there are like those like wool
stockings.
They have
thicker ones, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I thought those made a comeback.
Maybe. I haven't
you
seen
would know
them.
Better than I would. I
haven't
you.
Seen them. I mean, I've been like to like weddings and stuff. I've never seen people in pantyhose.
A guy asked a question.
Getting married bare-legged.
Well, you've got a bare-legged bride? You know, it's funny. You bring up who drives barefoot.
Yeah.
So you're going to be bothered by this.
Right.
Tim writes us on Instagram, I drive a truck for a living. A lot of us drive with just socks on.
Oh.
That would be like your foot would slip up.
Yeah,
with
I would
the
think
sock.
That's more. You're better off barefoot than with socks.
Does it bother you that America's trucking industry, the toughest,
just driving in their socks,
sock driving?
Well, you don't have to see toes then.
No, but it kind of like waters down the image of a truck driver.
Why?
Like a big trucker shoe, you know, big laced up boot or a cowboy boot. I'm driving in my socks.
Why do I feel like there's a fetish we're stumbling upon with Tommy? I want my truckers in boots.
Yeah, like if a trucker got out, big old burly trucker. Gets out of an 18-wheeler
in
his socks, and he's going to put his shoes on. It would look kind of like...
There is something...
It would ruin the image of a trucker.
It seems like very vulnerable being outside in socks.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is worse it's worse than barefoot,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. You're in your socks. You're screwed, man.
Well, to your point, I've never met a man that has driven with no shoes on. I dated a couple of girls who would go out of their way to drive barefoot.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
just
I knew
all
that.
The time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, like, I can't remember a man in my life where I got in the car and they didn't have shoes on and they were driving.
So, Richard Petty's father, big NASCAR guy, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
All right, so his father.
Richard Petty's father loved puzzles.
So, Lee Petty, who like started the industry.
That's not his real name.
Yeah, Lee Petty.
Lee Petty.
Yeah. Used to drive barefoot and at the Daytona 500.
Okay.
And so, back then, it was on the beach. And those dudes drove barefoot. In those cars. And he drove barefoot and won the Daytona 500.
So wait a minute. Then the history of tough, fast, cool driving is barefoot.
Well, here's the weirdest fact of all.
What's that?
I just made all that up.
Well, the weird part, Kimmy, the weirdest,
mm-hmm.
is when George Eastman, who had a foot fetish, would film him driving barefoot at the Daytona.
Hey, Lee, baby, let's see those toes, baby. Yeah. I got a real thing. No, don't put the socks on, baby. Leave them off. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, go soak your feet in the ocean. Yeah, you just won the Daytona 500, baby.
252 WCMF. It turns out... Despite what we all believed, it is not illegal to drive barefoot in New York State nor in any other state
it's
in the U.S.
Gross.
Okay. Frank thinks he knows why we thought it was illegal.
Oh, is this Frank the Foot?
Footy Frank. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, that's me, Frank the Foot. Listen, years ago, they were all manual. Most of the cars were manual. So you had a clutch to deal with, too. So I'll bet you a lot of people didn't... You know, a lot of women especially couldn't drive because they had to use a clutch.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, Frank, because Jamie writes us on Instagram. She says pushing down a clutch in a high heel is damn near impossible.
Oh, okay.
And also, listen, in the late 50s and early 60s, a lot of women didn't drive yet. They didn't have their licenses.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Susan B. Anthony.
It wasn't normal for... women to drive until the early to mid-50s.
Oh, because of the Kennedy Act, early 60s.
You remember when he fixed all that, what it sounded like.
I say by the end of this century, we allow women to drive with their heels on because they look hot, and I want to do them all.
And then George Eastman was filming Kennedy doing that speech.
Hey, JFK, baby, come on. Take that jacket off. Let's see what you got there, baby boy. Come on.
I'm sorry, Frank.
It was always cheaper to buy a car with a manual transmission. Both my daughters I taught on manual transmission, and I always have had one. And in my Corvette always had manual transmission.
Did you just make this phone call to let us know you owned a Corvette?
No.
Of course you owned a Corvette.
No, actually, I own five of them.
Okay, Frank.
Well, actually.
I'm hanging up on you now.
I have a horse.
Five Corvettes.
Thanks for the call, Frank.
Oh, regular Joe Frank.
He's got a lake house, a horse, and five Corvettes.
Yes.
A man who calls himself Woodrow Wilson's aneurysm writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, not only do truckers drive in socks, they drink way more White Claw than you think or they are willing to admit.
Wait, that's booze.
Hopefully not while they're driving.
Oh.
I think it means just in
general. Oh, okay, in general.
Yeah.
They do some unmanly things.
Drinking White Claw is not manly?
I would say to a trucker, yeah. That's a girl drink.
Bro.
What? It is. White Claw is like a girl drink.
It was. I mean, I thought it was, but you go to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, you see a bunch of people drinking it.
A ton of dudes drinking White Claw.
My husband drinks White Claws.
Oh, does he? Does he really?
No, yeah. I'm...
I kind of get it, though, for him.
You know, why?
Anything to make him forget.
And he owns five Corvettes.
Yes.
And a horse.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We made it, everyone.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
The darkness of summer is gone, and we have real Bills football this weekend. And it doesn't get more intense than this.
Oh, yeah.
A team whose season we ended in dramatic fashion on national television to go to the AFC Championship game. The last two MVPs of the NFL facing off in primetime. Two teams with the highest odds to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl up against one another. This is just a regular season game. Right, Tommy?
No, it ain't, buddy.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Bills, Ravens, primetime, Sunday Night Football, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game.
Oh, have a good time.
We kick off our WCMF home field advantage Sunday night. Bill Gray's in Chi-Li with the one Mr. Tommy Muley.
Tommy Lax.
I don't know why you're telling people this.
What?
Well, you got an appointment on Monday.
Well, Monday I have a colonoscopy after the show.
Uh-huh.
So Sunday I got to start my journey, as we like to call it in the colonoscopy biz.
But why do you want people to know that?
Oh, I just thought it would be interesting. You know, a lot of people of my age go through it.
Oh, true.
You know?
True.
So, like, you know, maybe some guys can share some war stories with me while we have burgers and beers, which I can't have.
Fantastic drink, delicious food. The game and Leaky Thomas.
I'm not gonna be leaking.
You're gonna be leaking,
bro. I got a good rectum, brother. I got a nice, tight, young rectum.
All that and more with Tommy Muley at the Bill Gray's Tap Room Sunday night with your friends from CMF. Okay, this game on Sunday night is big for a whole bunch of reasons.
Yeah.
One, it's real and it's back.
Yeah.
Two, you are in prime time. Three, it's your last home opener at Highmark Stadium. Most importantly, it is a game against a team you will most likely be fighting for playoff seeding against.
Yeah.
You do not want to drop this game and give Baltimore the inside track for playoff home field
right
advantage.
Up front.
You got it.
Yeah.
Tommy?
Yep.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this game Sunday night?
Oh, it's 10. It's the biggest game of the week. National.
Well, yeah.
Internationally.
I don't know. Last night's game was pretty intense.
But nobody. Yeah, but it's
started out intense.
But it's Dallas. Dallas is a flop.
Dallas, they should have won that game. They were a drop touchdown away from beating the Super Bowl champs in their own house. You didn't watch the game, did you?
I did see the spitting.
Okay. By the way, double spitting. The image shows that Dak
Why
Prescott,
is only one guy in trouble? But two guys spit. Why is only one guy in trouble?
I don't think they caught Dak spitting.
Yeah, they
I saw it this
they
morning.
Caught spit. It's always the second spit that gets you in trouble.
Write that down, Kim.
All right.
So you are saying that this game.
I think this is the biggest game of the week for the NFL and for the country. And I think this is going to set the tone for who wins the Super Bowl. I think who wins this game.
The first game of the season.
That's a big statement.
I think whoever wins this game goes on to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Marking that down.
Because they're both hungry. Both teams are hungry. And, you know, your quarterbacks are at the prime of their life, right? Their career.
Career, yes.
Yeah.
Kimmy?
And life.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is this game for the Bills on Sunday night?
Well, it's important. It's definitely important. But I don't think that it sets the tone for how the season goes.
I need a number.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
I'm going to say it's a 7.
Okay, why is it a 7?
Because this is a team you need to beat.
Okay.
And that's coming from a 7.
That was actually the nicest thing you've ever said about her.
I never judge a team on the first week.
Okay.
And sometimes a team will gel later on, or at the best time to gel isn't always the beginning of the season.
Great point. Now, here's the thing. If I'm wearing my Bills fans hat, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, I'm with you. This game is the most important game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
There are three teams that matter in the AFC. Baltimore is one of them. And if you drop this game, you are chasing them for the rest of the year. Things get difficult. It will be a disaster come Monday morning if the Bills are sitting at 0-1. And what makes this more complicated is news we're getting out of Orchard Park this week.
So what's the news?
So we already know that Maxwell Hairston.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Halston's kid?
The first-round pick corner. He will not play the first four games. He's on IR after the injury in training camp. Tre'Davious White, who he re-signed, who looked to be the starter, he has not practiced this week yet.
So it's not looking good.
It's trending like he's not going to play. But what might be the most alarming situation?
What's the alarming?
Kicker Tyler Bass. Also has not practiced this week. No. He's got a groin injury.
Oh. Which he struggled with for the last month.
Yes. Now, he looked good in that final preseason game, but the Bills went out this week and signed veteran kicker Matt Prater to the practice squad, which means on Sunday morning, we could get an alert on our phones that Matt Prater is kicking for the Bills.
Okay.
No, not okay.
Yeah, no, you don't want
Especially
that.
In a game.
Oh, my God, they kicked the goddamn ball. Easiest part of this whole game.
But think of how many games last year came down to, a final field goal.
Which I find pathetic that these guys can't do this one thing they got to do.
The divisional playoff game against Baltimore was a two-point win.
It's a very pivotal game.
I didn't know Woodrow Wilson was there.
I didn't know I worked with him.
Bro, this game is going to come down to, if it's what
close,
we all expect.
If
you need
tight.
Those extra points.
I don't know Matt Prater. I don't like Matt Prater. Not that I don't like him personally.
So where was he before?
He's kicked all over the NFL.
Yeah,
I think Denver was his big spot.
Oh, okay. It's tough to kick
in
that.
No, actually, it's easiest to kick in Denver because they're so far above sea level.
Oh.
Matt Elam had the record.
Elam?
Okay.
All right.
So look, if I'm thinking as a Bills fan, I'm with you 100%. But if we take our Bills fans' hats off.
Well, let's take them off.
And we use our unbiased football hats.
All right.
Last season, the Bills were blown out by the Ravens in what, week four, week five? And it was an embarrassing loss.
Mm-hmm.
It had Bills fans questioning what this team was capable of at the time.
Yeah.
By the end of the regular season, not only were the Bills the higher AFC seed, they beat the Ravens in the playoffs at home, and our quarterback won the MVP.
Yeah, it was great.
The point I'm making is one game a season does not make, especially when it's the first game of the season. Like, you literally, and I'll go even further.
What?
The Bills have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs every year the last 5 years in the regular season. What has that done playoff seed-wise for us?
Nothing. They get it to the playoffs, they hit that wall, and they're done.
Okay, so if you're telling me that one preseason game dictates the season, I have a literal mountain of evidence from this exact team and their exact opponents that tells me that's not the case.
But they got to start stepping up and looking like the man. You can't be doing this, but you can drop this game, you can get this game over here, we'll get this game over there. Hopefully later on we'll get them. No, you got to dominate. You got to look like the man.
Nobody's going 17-0, and no, you don't.
Not even saying 17-0, but you got to win these key tough games.
You don't.
And this
actually
is a home. You get a gift as a home opener.
No, I would argue
that's a gift.
Get him, Kimmy.
Why would you want to kick off the season with one of the toughest teams you're going to play? Yeah, but
rub your ass on everybody.
I think sometimes the first week of NFL football in general can be a total fluke.
That's loser tuck. That is loser tuck.
Okay.
You want to dominate. You want to rub it in their face.
No, she's absolutely right. I mean, let's go back to the Bills' drought years. There were several times where the Bills started
3-0, 5-0, 4-1. Fitzpatrick's going to be the next MVP.
They beat the Patriots at home, and nope.
Why are we looking back? Those were loser teams with schlubs. Now you've got this elite team.
They didn't look like schlubs the first week.
Act like elite team.
They had an elite team last year who lost to the Ravens by like 30 points.
So that should not happen again.
And beat them in the playoffs.
So they should learn from those mistakes and not have it happen again.
Okay, the good news.
What's the good news?
As Tommy sits here and says, this game is everything for the whole season on Sunday night. Shut up. It does feel, Kimmy, like this Bills team is in the perfect spot when it comes to understanding how an NFL season goes.
Okay.
And what I mean by that, they are young enough to be fresh and dangerous. They are old enough to be seasoned and rational. Mm-hmm. Most players on this roster have been around for two-game losing streaks, dropping big games of the regular season, for example, like Baltimore last year, like the Houston game, like the Eagles game 2 years ago.
So you're in a sweet spot right now.
The point I'm making is if we don't get the finish we want on Sunday night, this team can deal with disappointment, rally, and get right back on track again. We've seen it happen over and over. And when it comes to the right track, after this juggernaut of a game, the schedule is maybe the softest in the NFL. You ready for this? So we got screwed. I agree with you. Primetime Ravens Sunday night at home. But week two is the Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons, bye, Panthers.
Yeah, early so bye.
Think if you get that first win. You're really fat.
You're not going to win all those games.
But you're going to win most of them.
Maybe.
So if you can get past the toughest game, you may be undefeated by the time you get to the
Saints. Oh, my God, why are you doing this already? Stop. Such an idiot. I hate you more than anything.
You need to just pull it out and rub it.
Stop.
In their face.
If there's one person that should not be rubbing anything on Sunday night, it's you with your leaky
anus.
What
is that?
That is a Buffalo Bills penis on a Baltimore Ravens helmet.
Sean writes us on Instagram.
It's called domination.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, the Bills with Josh Allen have always started the season off slow and gradually pick it up as the season goes on. Not really. So if you look back, with the exception of the Jets home opener a couple years ago.
Where Rodgers went down.
They go like 5-1, 4-2. Yeah. They go like 5-1, 4-2. It's the middle of the season where they hit a rocky part. Then after their bye, they just go on a run. But we have an early bye this year, too. It's in the third week of October.
Oh. Yeah.
So they're not going to go undefeated after the bye. Also, you kind of got a murderer's row of opponents after
the bye.
You've got Kansas City. You've got Philadelphia. You've got Cincinnati.
Well, this is why you got to take care of business early, buddy.
But I would argue Baltimore is your toughest game. I mean, if everything
I'm sure it is.
If everything shakes out the way we think it's going to shake out.
It's very exciting.
Like, I think it's even going to be a tough, like tonight, for instance, Kansas City's playing the Chargers in Brazil.
Brazil!
After this game, we have no idea what Kansas City looks like. Not only are you playing in a weird week one Friday night matchup, but you're away from home, away from normal NFL facilities. Like, this is going to be a crapshoot of a game.
Like, even last night, you look at what happened with the Cowboys and the Eagles. Drop the opener 24-20 to the Eagles. You had multiple ejections. How about that poor kid out for the season on the kickoff? Did you see that?
The opening kickoff for the season.
It looks like he blew his Achilles.
Ooh, God.
Like, here we go. We're going to start. Guy gets ejected and guy's out for the season in the same play.
And there was a storm delay.
Yeah, an hour of storm delay. So I guess what I'm getting at is, right, like, watching that game last night with the ejections, the delay, new head coach in Dallas. Dallas looks like they're going to be playing pretty good. You can't count on any of that because of all the variables in the game last night.
All right.
Shut up. Shut up. I really want to fast forward to the playoffs right now.
I think everybody does.
Right? I mean, that's the cruelty of having a really, really good team to cheer for, is enjoying the regular season with what this team has to offer versus just tell me how it ends.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, what could make this season the most frustrating? If everything goes smoothly, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are four measuring stick games. Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati, Philadelphia. In our heads, at least, those games will tell us, as Bills fans, how the season's going to go.
Yeah, what you got?
But the in-between games, you have a lot of teams that are supposed to be bad. It's not out of the question.
The schlubbies.
But they're going to win some games.
It's not out of the question that the Bills could win 13 games, but lose 3 out of 4 to Baltimore, Kansas City, Philadelphia, and Cincinnati. Does that mean, Kimmy, the Bills at 13-4 are really good? Does that mean we should be scared because they haven't beat high-end competition in a hypothetical situation? Like, the way this season goes, it will be impossible to tell unless we blow out all four of the...
Unless you just look untouchable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How this is going to go until the first wild card week.
Yeah, you got to take care of business with those elite teams.
He's just saying buzzwords. Yeah, he's hearing
You gotta tell those teams to shove
it. But here's the thing.
Baby.
They have in the past. I mean, they've beat Kansas City in the regular season.
Yeah. So
and they've
then,
looked like the better team.
So then if we're hoping for a different outcome, do we want the Bills to lose
to
the Chiefs?
Yeah, do we want to lose the first game and then just come out and crush them the second time around?
All right. So we've heard what Tommy thinks this game means, which may give us a little tipperoo for how 7:45 is going to go.
Oh.
Maybe. He could change his mind in an hour. We'll see.
For the first time this football season, Tommy's got some picks to make.
So exciting.
A Tommy Tells It Like It Is, week one, prime time edition, just after 7:45 here on a Football Friday. And then after 9 o'clock, our good friends from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
RD's coming in?
He is coming in, both of them, to recap those picks. Ryan has his outfit ready to go. I called him last night about something else. And he was out at the store, quote, grabbing the finishing touches.
Ooh, can't wait.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.